90.7 WKGC, this is The Mix, and that's the Talking Heads, and they're burning down the house, starting things off on this Friday morning.
Not a good thing to do unless you've checked on your insurance policy first.
That's right.
Okay. I just want to throw that out there as a general warning. We're not saying you should do that.
I did it once. I'm not kidding either. I mean, I didn't literally burn the house down, but the fire department was called.
I've never gotten to the point at the house where the fire department was called. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, in those days, you got real chemistry kits with real chemicals in it. I was working on building a rocket motor, which I was successful on, building it in a little plumbing arrangement, and I set it off in my father's bench vise, not realizing it was pointed at the ceiling.
Nice.
So I did set the ceiling on fire in a workshop one time.
What did you use for rocket fuel?
I can't talk about that on the air.
Brandon, you...
And I'm definitely... as soon as anybody asks me that, I know they're not the person to tell how to do that, okay?
Yeah. You get the buzzer. Yeah. You can't talk about that.
You know, I've been collecting those all week, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was in junior high, and, you know, we lived in a house. I had a basement, because that's what they have up in the Midwest.
Yeah, nobody in Florida knows what a basement is.
It's called a well.
Yeah. Ground pool.
But we were getting ready to go out. My dad and I were, and so we had some clothes in the dryer, and so I went, and he told me, go downstairs, shut the dryer off. So I did. I opened the door, shut the dryer off. We left, and went and grabbed some food and did a few things and came home, and our basement had a door from the outside and also upstairs as well. And so I open up the outside door and all of this black smoke comes billowing out.
Ooh.
The dryer had stopped. It had stopped tumbling, but the heater had not stopped heating. And a little combustion there. Caught the clothes on fire. And so you can't wear those afterwards.
You can't.
Okay. No, jeans melt. Did you know that?
What?
Blue jeans will melt.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Not real ones, because they'd be made out of cotton.
Yeah, this had some nylon.
There's some nylon in there someplace. You were wearing those stretchy jeans.
Somebody was. I don't know that I was, but it created a very big mess.
You really should give up the stretchy jeans.
A long time ago.
Okay.
My caboose is too big.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hey, it's Friday.
It is.
Guess what happens on Monday? And yes, I hit the table and I did it on purpose, Tom.
Okay.
Guess what happens on Monday?
We are inundated by an influx of eager young minds wanting to learn.
Or we have a bunch of students coming on campus and they're getting...
I like my version better.
They're going to shake the cobwebs out and get ready for first day of classes, which starts Monday morning, 8 a.m.
8 a.m. Monday morning classes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's coming no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a lava flow in Hawaii.
First day of classes is showing up, Brandon. I saw a group of faculty and separately a group of students both on campus huddling, and I think they were trying to pray or incantate something that would keep Monday from coming.
They're all looking for that DeLorean to go back a few months, aren't
they? It's coming.
Oh, dear.
Where's that flux capacitor?
Well, they're sold out. Where is that? Quaker State?
No, O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts does list a flux capacitor in their parts list, but it has continually been sold out.
That's very disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a good show this morning, as always.
We do.
We're going to talk a little bit about Aretha Franklin.
We're doing a two-play today. You get a twofer on Friday today on a song that was really... associated a lot with Aretha Franklin. When I was looking at watching the tributes on TV last night, everybody who did a tribute played this song in the tribute. So we've got that coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about, guess what else starts on Monday?
No idea.
Early voting.
Early voting.
Yes.
That's
and
good.
We're going to talk a little bit about early voting, where you can early vote, how you can early vote. And
you only get to do it once, right?
Yeah, this isn't Chicago. I mean, you know, we were talking about this off air. If it's Chicago, you could vote early and vote often, but it's not. So you're only really supposed to vote once.
That's what they say.
That's what they tell me anyway. We'll talk about voting locations, who's on the ballot, who's on which ballot, all of that good stuff, too.
I want to mention, because we'll mention this a couple of times, we made some changes this week in our schedule. One of them takes place tonight.
Tonight.
And that is the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge gets moved.
Boomer Bill.
Boomer Bill's moving to 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So shows run 6 to 8, followed by the Radio Cosmos from 8 to 10.
And new on Boomer Bill is you'll be hearing from... Brandon
has been sitting in with him
producing for Boomer Bill. So I'm not sure that Brandon actually ever attended the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge.
Well, he is now.
He is definitely getting tutoring lessons at
Boomer
this point.
Boomer Bill is going to give him some, give him a diploma at some point,
okay.
I think.
Excellent.
And we've got a new show that starts tonight from 10 to midnight. It's called Cafe Jazz. It's
cool.
Really pretty cool.
I have not heard it.
That's because it started tonight.
Oh,
so
okay.
Unless you have that DeLorean, you haven't heard it yet.
I have the DeLorean.
And if
I'm still waiting for the
you
flux
haven't heard
capacitor,
it
okay?
We have music from the Four Tops and Jim Croce coming up after the break right here on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. It's the Friday edition of The Mix, and that's Jim Croce and Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Now, Tom, somebody told me once that song was written about you.
No.
You're not Leroy Brown.
I'm not from the south side of Chicago.
Okay.
The bad part, well, we were discussing some of that off air. I guess I can't refute, but...
It's one of those ask-me-no-questions, I'll tell you no lies.
Exactly. Okay. I've only flown through Chicago, not my favorite airport, but never spent much time there.
It's a big airport. I don't know if it's as big as Atlanta, but it's a big airport.
It used to be the largest airport because of the central location
sure.
in the United States. I think Hartsfield has eclipsed it at this point, but it is still a huge airport.
Yep. Speaking
and
of Chicago, we'll
have... If
you've
got to fly through there, try to stay on the same plane.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Chicago, we'll have Steve and Johnny coming in at some point. They'll be back down here
yes.
again in
oh,
a few
weeks.
Oh, and
we're going to do a Halloween spectacular, spooktacular. So
this is year two.
This will be year two for our Halloween show. I'm sure we'll have phone-in guests. We'll invite people that would like to come and tell us scary
I think we should invite
again.
Sven Gulli. And if nothing else, just because I like the name, Sven Gulli.
I'm sure he'll attend like he did last year via Skype.
But, I thought he just materialized.
Well, he could. I mean, it was a, yeah, well.
I want a name like Sven. Sven Gulli.
He certainly is one interesting character.
Yeah.
So, a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of fun Halloween night. It's fun to have Johnny and Steve here for stuff like that because
they like Halloween.
They do like Halloween. Everybody will be here in a costume. I was in a costume last year.
I thought you showed up in a costume every day.
No, this is actually how I look. it's a Johnny Depp movie. When
it's
the
our HD signal.
Comes out, I know
it's
but.
Our HD signal. It makes you all the features stand out a little better.
Is that
better.
What it is?
That's what it is.
Oh dear.
It is 9:23, and we have a couple of good things to talk about. We've got our vinyl play, which mm-hmm. is Carole King.
Is Carole King, yes. Our vinyl play of the day is Carole King. And what made me think about this song to play today was two things. One, I heard this song on almost every show I watched last night because there's a lot of stuff out about Aretha Franklin, and they're doing a lot of testimonials and remembrance shows about her. And this song, which was originally released on Carole King's Tapestry in the early 70s, really Aretha re-recorded this song and kind of made it her own. It was always part of her stage shows. It's a beautiful song. And so I thought maybe we'll take a look at both Carole King's Natural Woman and Aretha Franklin's.
Yep.
And here's
so,
Carole King.
So is our vinyl play. This is
very
Carole
worn
King.
Record. Warning.
That's all right. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew I'd have to face another day, so unkind. Your love was the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel like a natural woman. So
Our vinyl play of the day, that's Carole King. She wrote that.
Yes, she did. That's a Carole King composition, and that was off her LP, Tapestry, which was released in 1971 and was one of the best-selling LPs of all time.
It's a great song.
It is a great song. And, you know, it's a song that Aretha Franklin had covered. And then it's, you know, it became, because she was, among other things, she was definitely a feminist. And she kind of made that song her own and did an absolutely spectacular several of them are recorded, but there are a couple of them that are just really spectacular. Her vocal prowess on that song just really, it was a good showcase for her
sure.
singing abilities.
Well, let's hear it.
Let's
this
hear
is Aretha
it.
Franklin on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. And you're the key to my peace of mind.
Van Halen, Dance the Night Away with Bruce Springsteen. Just before that, I'm Born in the USA. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. And
is that where I am?
That's where you are.
Okay. You need to keep telling me that because I forget sometimes.
It's not a problem.
Okay.
And if you want to dance the night away tonight, you can start with the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge, New Time with Boomer Bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 6 to 8
and
tonight.
I heard some of the cuts that are on there. We're doing a lot of Beatles stuff on that tonight.
Yeah, he's
I
doing
believe.
A Beatles show.
Producer
Brandon?
All Beatles show.
All Beatles.
All Beatles. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a perfect way for him to start in his new time slot.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Thompson is hosting the Radio Cosmos that starts at 8 o'clock, and it's hard to say where he's going with that.
There's no telling.
If you've never listened to the Radio Cosmos, give it a shot, because he's local. Both of these guys are local.
Yes.
Boomer Bill has a secret identity, and
we
can't tell who
it is. Well, we can't talk about Boomer Bill.
And,
I keep wanting to call him Buffalo Bill, but he won't wear a cowboy hat, so, well.
Mike Thompson is, that's really his name. At least that's what he's told me.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some discussion about whether that's really...
And if someone possibly has the flux capacitor in the DeLorean, it could possibly
be Thompson.
Thompson. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he hosts the Radio Cosmos. He's wacky, wild, and crazy, and that's truly how he is in person,
too. Oh, yeah,
too.
I'm about to say, he is just on air the way he is in person. No doubt about
Broadcasting
that.
From the third mall from the sun, as he likes to say. Sub-basement D.
Sub-basement D.
Here on the campus of Gulf Coast State College. And we're not in the sub-basement. We're in the penthouse.
We are high atop the ATC here on the third floor.
Where we get to watch the storms and such
good
of those things come through.
Good vantage point to watch for
jets.
You know, jets, storms, water spouts when it's weather's rough. I mean, and we got a good view from up here.
Yeah, it's a great view.
Guess what starts Monday?
School.
Besides
Gulf
school.
Coast State College.
Besides school.
Okay.
I know you've got students coming in. And
I got
you know,
school
every time
on the
you
brain.
Mention guess what starts Monday, have you noticed Brandon, he breaks out in a sweat?
Yes.
Well, and Brandon gets a little twitchy.
Brandon gets twitchy. I'm the only one that is not affected by this.
Yeah.
What starts Monday, Brandon?
Early voting.
You are so correct. So everybody knows how I feel about voting.
Vote early, vote often.
Please go and vote. We have both. We have ballots out there for both if you're a Republican or a Democrat. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 locations that you can vote in Bay County early. Of course, the primary one would be on 11th Street at the Government Center, Supervisors of Elections
Office.
It's a nice building. Yes, it's a nice building. The parking, driving through the parking lot's a little weird.
It's really weird.
It's really, really
they
weird.
They lock
yes.
you in.
I know.
Somebody should reconsider that.
You almost have to know the code. It's like a maze, and you have to know the code
it's a
to
labyrinth.
Get back out. Yeah,
yes.
It's a labyrinth, yes.
That's why I go in and out the backside. I don't have to worry about it. I do, too.
I use the side entrance over there. The one from the front's confusing. In Panama City Beach, the Senior Center at 423 Lindell Lane. Lynn Haven, which is where I'll be going on Monday at one point or another, at the City Hall Annex right there on 8th Street. And in Springfield, my computer just darkened out while I was reading that address. Springfield Community Building, which is 3728 East 3rd Street. Please go vote. We'll start here in a little bit. We can actually go through who's running for what if we get the time.
I don't see your name on there, Tom.
No, I'm not running for anything.
Brandon?
I'm not running for anything.
Seriously?
Neither are you.
I'm not.
Okay. I looked for your name, too. I thought, maybe he's running for something like...
Nope. Dog catcher?
Dog catcher.
Do we elect a dog catcher here?
I don't think... No. I think
perhaps
those
we
are,
should.
I think those are appointed positions.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
It's a glamorous
We call
one.
Them animal control now, not dog
Oh, not
catcher.
Just dog catcher. Because we're catching everything. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's 9:45. We'll take a quick break. Three Dog Night. Speaking of the dog catcher, on the other side of the break, on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Great classic there from Benny King and Stand By Me.
Exactly. Stand By Me. I was looking at the ballot.
Because you got it in the mail. We all got it. We should have gotten it in the mail.
If you're a registered voter, you probably got one.
That was one way to check to see if you're a registered voter or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, if you got a ballot, you can vote. And one thing probably worth bringing up is we're voting on a county referendum. This is a referendum renewing the school board's authority to levy sales surtax to finance security, technology, and facilities. That's probably pretty welcome.
I think it is. And we are, the millage rate on that is really still pretty low. I mean, we're not topped out. So
it's a good way
to help out the schools.
Well, this actually is a sales tax, surtax. This is a half a percent.
So I'm just saying you've got plenty of room to,
we've not tapped you out yet. We are certainly not overtaxed here, but I do think, first of all, sadly, we have to spend a lot of money on security in schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's just a real shame. And I do think that keeping the school's technology relatively current, it's impossible to keep your technology current unless all you do is just
buy.
You could never even hook it up. You just have to buy it because next week things are going to be completely different. But
right.
It at least should be relatively current. It's important. It's important for the students when they're coming here. We try to keep our technology current in this building. It's just important that you're up on the current technology.
Well, and you and I have been in some different school buildings throughout Bay District, and we've seen the disrepair that some of them are in, and this goes to help fix some
it
of
does.
That.
It's, so. It does. Part of that goes to the facilities, yes.
And it's a big system.
It is a big system. We have a lot of students. We have a lot of buildings. The square footage is enormous in Bay County school system. And it's getting bigger. We keep building new facilities. We have to take care of the old ones as well.
Absolutely. We've got new people coming into the area.
Yes.
And they're going to bring families.
Anybody doesn't believe we're getting more credit, I try about 8 o'clock in the morning on Back Beach Road just for grins.
Or try 390.
Try 390.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I think Back Beach Road moves about the same rate as 390, except it's a bunch of lanes.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a lot of people here.
And really, people want to say, well, I'm older, I don't have kids in the school system. This is not about that. It is about making sure we have the best for our kids. This is our future.
Yes, this is our future. It's the future of the country. It's the future of the state and the county. I'm an old person. I don't have any kids in the...
Really?
You noticed that. I don't have any kids in the school system, and yet I support the schools whenever possible. Because...
Sure.
We can't not educate our young people, and we need to do a good job of it.
Totally
it makes
do.
The entire country more productive, and we need to get them out there, getting them a job and paying into Social Security, because the money I spent put in there, our politicians have already spent.
I've noticed.
You noticed that? Yeah, forget it, Brandon.
My Social Security jar is full of a bunch of IOUs.
Yes. Think about Brandon's.
Oh, yeah. They don't even do that for mine anymore. It's just
they've just given up. lying to you about that.
They've completely given up lying.
My dad tells me all the time, "Go to work, son, so you can pay for my Social Security."
Exactly. Thank you.
He's collecting.
And I want to thank you guys for working and paying into FICA for me, because
not a problem.
Okay,
I do what I can to help you out.
Thank you very much.
You old guy. We are coming up on 10 o'clock, and producer Brandon, I think you've got the wheel.
I've got it.
He's piloting the starship. Mm-hmm. Well, bring students back next week.
We will.
We did not kick them away. We just needed to give them a little bit of time off before the semester started. And so we'll get some of those shining faces back, and maybe it'll be a different crew. I don't know. But we'll quit working Brandon and Caleb so hard.
Yeah, you've been working them.
But they're getting their radio chops.
Mules. Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to them yesterday?
I mean, they
were both good.
I was in here part of the time yesterday.
So it really was the Three Stooges.
Yes. It was all, but one of them was quiet. It was...
Larry Moe and
Silent. It was
more
like Penn and Jillette than it was the Three Stooges, but that's okay.
Well, that's all right. Well, we are coming up on 10 o'clock. We'll close things out this hour, take you up into the 10 o'clock hour with another song from Aretha Franklin, if that's acceptable to you.
Very good.
It's perfect for Friday, and it's perfect for the crew that's here right now. You know what it's called? Let's do another one of her classics. It's Chain of Fools. This is The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. Have a great Friday.
Chain. Too strong. I'm headed to you. Chain, chain, chain.